Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. The WNBA is proposing a 22-game regular season starting July 24th with the league playing at IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. The National Hockey League is transitioning to Phase 2 of its return-to-play plan, as teams will be allowed to reopen training facilities in their cities on Monday if local regulations allow it. And finally, UMOP Absidon is upside down, spelled upside down with different letters of the alphabet. I'm confused. Jalen and Jacoby, the after show, continues this Sunday following the latest 30-30 premiere of Be Water. The film is told entirely by the family, friends, and collaborators who knew Bruce Lee the best. With an extraordinary trove of archive films, subscribe now to Jalen and Jacoby, the after show, on Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Maya Moore is going to join us in 30 minutes. Maya Moore, a genuine American sports hero, is going to be on with us. If you don't know her story, she quit a wildly successful WNBA career at the height of her powers because someone in her family had been treated wrong by the criminal justice system, and she has worked the last several years to try and correct some of the things that are wrong with our criminal justice system. So, obviously, we want to hear from her and talk to her again. We will also update our tournament here in a second, because we haven't had any time this week to get to the stuff that we normally do, so that you can vote this weekend on the final eight teams that are in the NIT tournament. But before I do that, I wanted to say to you, Stugatz, like, I don't know if you saw this. It's off to the side by a good distance. Sports is off to the side in America right now. Sports is something that is just a distant thing, even as the sports movement has gotten involved with what it is we're seeing in America. But within that, 50 Alabama players got together to work out, Stugatz, and this makes me wonder, what the hell is going to happen with this NBA championship? Five tested positive for COVID. Like, I got to assume that if Alabama's back and working out, that they're taking some of the protocols in place. I'm no science expert. I'm not pretending to be a science expert. I have no idea what it is that's going on unseen in the air and how it is that it can get into our lungs, or how it is that all of a sudden, you know, the NBA shuts down because one guy is testing positive. But 50 Alabama guys and five testing positive.
It's mirroring what's actually happening in the state of Alabama. A couple weeks ago, I saw that a good bulk of the construction crew that was working on updates to Alabama's football stadium got it. Remember, at the start of this, Alabama was pretty brazen, but now their state has it pretty bad. This goes hand in hand with the Oklahoma State positive test, where people thought maybe it would be linked to a protest, and then four other players that weren't at the protest got it, and The timeline doesn't necessarily suggest that he might have gotten it from the protest. In all of this, in all that's going on, we're still losing sight, I think, that there's a pandemic going on, and you will see the ripple effects of people out in these streets maybe, possibly, in a couple of weeks.
How could it not, Stugatz? Like, Look, I'm giving this opinion without being informed with any sort of knowledge on how it is that these things can happen. But from reading just what I put in front of you, 50 Alabama players got together and worked out, 5 tested positive. If that were to happen during the playoffs, you're going to alter all the results. Like, if all of a sudden the NBA playoffs are going on and 5 of the guys have to go sit out for 2 weeks and they're 5 important guys, I don't know anything about this, but I know that that sounds like what could happen during the NBA playoffs, even assuming that the NBA would have, you know, Alabama's kind of a professional program. We're going to assume that the NBA is going to do whatever maximum money allows to make sure that that doesn't happen, but I don't know how maximum money protects you if it didn't protect 5 of the 50, if 10% of the guys working out for Alabama went down with positive tests.
We got all the fun, sexy details in the resumption of play plan that was reported yesterday widely by ESPN at Walt Disney World, and we were all excited about, you know, basketball coming back and the NBA playoffs and whatnot. Not enough details on what would happen if there's a positive test, because that sport, more than any, we see soccer running along and they're increasing substitutions, and sort of if a player gets it, they get it. They're off in quarantine and the rest of the game continues. However, soccer is not basketball. If Antetokounmpo comes down with COVID-19, that's their season.
Yeah, it ends on the spot.
Right, but how does it work, Mike? If, let's say, the last guy in the Bucks bench tests positive for COVID-19, doesn't the whole team need to be quarantined?
No, was early on. It does seem as though, just taking the lesson from what's going on in soccer, they're not isolating the rest of the team. There's now enough tests to be able to test the players that had exposure to that player. Part of their plan is, you got to assume, as all the other sports and leagues have Project Restart in mind, part of the plan is, look, positive tests are going to be a reality of the situation. Quarantining an entire team can't possibly be the solution, because this can be undone quickly.
One of the things that I read, Stugatz, because, you know, Jared Dudley, who had spoken to the commissioner, was saying that LeBron and Anthony Davis during the playoffs are basically going to be quarantined. Mm-hmm. That some of the other players might come and go from the bubble, but your most valuable players are going to be wrapped in bubble wrap. And I'm assuming if anyone leaves that bubble, that the moment they come back, they are going to be tested. And if they test positive, they're not allowed back in with their team. Sure. If anyone goes to a strip club, if anyone goes out there and tries to take advantage of their freedoms during the playoffs and comes back and tests positive upon arriving at the bubble, that person's not going to be allowed inside the bubble.
So you have LeBron James just in bubble wrap the entire time he's not playing basketball, and then takes the bubble wrap off to play a game. There are so many unanswered questions here. What if someone on the opposing team tests positive and the other team doesn't want to play that team because they have no idea if other guys on the team would test positive? It's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out.
I don't feel like you're understanding that if someone tests positive, it doesn't mean the whole team has
tested positive. No, I understand, but Dan, you can't prevent a guy. If someone tests positive and a guy or a family is nervous about playing the other team where a guy tested positive, are we suddenly going to blame the other team for being nervous and apprehensive about playing the opposite team?
I mean, not to minimize what you're saying, but I do think they talk that part out.
And you are. You're going to be the one. Like, if it affects any of your gambling or any of your bets, you're going to be the one.
These are all things I think about.
If any of your futures are affected, you're going to be the most vocal guy who, if someone decides to sit out for health reasons.
Staying in the moment. There are no futures. If you're betting futures right now, you're an idiot. Stay in the moment, people.
Oh, on what Stugatz is saying, have you seen what's going on with futures? Let me just say, I know a guy who bet futures on, who knows, maybe the St. Louis Blues to win the division, right? They're crown division champs. That's a report. I saw it on their Twitter account. Guess who's not getting paid for Blues division champs?
Oh!
My friend. But if I bet the St. Louis Blues to win the Stanley Cup earlier in the season, they're going to keep that future bet. even though it's a million times harder now to win the Stanley Cup. And this is part of what Vegas is built on. And not just Vegas, but Rico in the back alley behind the Walgreens, all right? Let me tell you something right now. They game the system, and you can't wave your arms around saying it's unfair because what you might be doing, depending on which state you're in, is illegal. Up your morality. Up your morality, Shady Rico behind the Walgreens.
Yes.
Have a heart and know that this is not fair.
Stand
pay my friend the St. Louis Blues Division winner's future. He deserves it. And
Mike, I got a similar fantasy issue going on right now. When the regular season in the NBA stopped, I was in first place in my fantasy basketball league. And as you know, there is a lot of money at stake in my fantasy basketball league. And now all of a sudden, the other 13 or 14 owners are pulling out bylaws that I never knew existed. And they want to pay me. And I am outraged about it. But I'm like, hey, the season's going to resume. They're going to end the regular season and the playoffs are going to happen. I deserve to get paid. Do I not?
You deserve it.
Thank you.
I want to point out to you, Stugatz. I want to put it out there. In the way that I just saw your face turn red, it's the angriest you've been on air all week. It's wonderful that would be the thing that would make you stand up and say, I'm outraged. It is simply wonderful.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour and our Best of Podcast on Demand in the ESPN app, and subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crepe. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcast. Missing basketball? Tune in tomorrow night for an NBA Classic, Game 6 of the 2013 NBA Finals. Between the Heat and the Spurs, presented by Home Depot, coverage begins at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Le Batard and Friends Network tries to get you a bunch of menu items. No one here expects you to listen to everything, but the things that are interesting to you and might lure you in, a local hour here recently between David Sampson, the former Marlins team president, and Ariel Helwani, a Montreal Expos fan from long ago who blames David Sampson for ruining the franchise. They did some time together here yesterday for a couple of hours of arguing. South Beach Sessions, Maya Moore, who is going to join us in 10 minutes, has done a South Beach session with us. She was excellent. Freddie Gibbs is the most recent South Beach session. Hip-hop has always been at the forefront of sort of informing you what the injustices look like. The latest Run the Jewels album is must buy because Killer Mike has been the center of things in Atlanta, where he has articulated his pain as someone who is a black man and a strong believer in gun ownership, and also has in his family multiple police officers, and he's simply exasperated, and he has a very good knowledge of just history, period. He's someone you want to listen to. Hip hop has a lot of guys like that, and Freddie Gibbs is one of them, so you could check out that South Beach session as well. What is on the latest mystery crate? The mystery crate that dropped today. How many stupidities did you put out this week, Stugatz? Because we're going to miss your output, when we get back to normal, because you've been at home and you don't want to talk to your family, so you've just been mass producing stupidities.
It's more they don't want to talk to me. I'd love to talk to them. I have put out like two a week for the last, I don't know, however long we've been doing this. This week's episode, and we're doing another one today that I'm very excited about. But this week's episode, the one that's been released already, is all about Diana Rossini, friend of the show. She got engaged. Congratulations to her. But because we're still in a pandemic, Dan, you know those like birthday parades and, you know, those things that people are doing. I did an engagement parade for Diana Rossini because a lot of her friends couldn't see her. So Kenny G played the sax, and then a whole cavalcade of people drove by and sent her engagement wishes. It was very nice.
All right. Chris, what can you tell us about what was the mystery crate that came out today? Why should people be listening to that?
It's really fun. Billy and I talked to Tanya Tade. She's got over a 250,000 followers on Instagram. She does golf trick shots. She's got a crazy story about, she told us one about almost losing her arm at one point. It's a really fun story.
Okay. It's a really fun story. Really? Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Should you be describing a story in which someone almost loses their arm as a really fun story?
Sounds like a blast. I mean,
here comes the freckled sausage finger. Go ahead. Explain yourself. Make two Drew Brees apologies right now.
Can you look at my eyes right now? I feel terrible about what I just said, okay? I meant it's a fun interview. That story, not so much fun. It's an interesting story, a really fun interview. You should check it out.
How much will it haunt you this weekend that you've spoken very little this week and what you...
It's we have our new podcast.
It's terrible, all right? I'm already like just punching myself in the knee constantly. I don't want to talk about it.
But Chris and I are working on the new podcast, How Do We Become Smarter? And so we're getting there. I think we're going to start it next week. So.
All right, very good. Maya Moore, let's make some room for her. But before we get to her, let's just go through these brackets. 8 teams remaining. You get to vote all weekend. Oh, yeah. The Looks Like tournament has carried us throughout this pandemic. So 8 teams remain in the Northwest region. Round 2, the 1 seed is...
Gardner Minshew looks like the local tennis pro who is actively dating 3 wealthy women over the age of 75.
Monster matchup against 3 seed Adam Silver.
Adam Silver looks like an Oscar statue before bronzing.
Southwest region, round 2, the 8 seed, Mark Davis, the Raiders owner.
Mark Davis looks like the old woman on an episode of Cops that ends up getting tased because she refuses to put out her cigarette.
The lowest seed remaining, going against the very popular Mina Kimes.
Mina Kimes looks like she exaggerates a loud cough as a smoker walks by her on the street.
The nonsensical East-West region, round 1, the 5 seed, Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel looks like he takes women to his beer league softball game on a first date.
This one's good. Vrabel's going to have a hard time getting past the 3 seed, Rob Pelinka.
Rob Pelinka looks like the guy who cuts in front of your family at the airport gate to ask if there's a separate lounge for Diamond Status members.
That's going to win the whole thing,
it's,
man.
It's really good. Well, I think the last one we play is going to win the whole thing, I think. Let's go to the 4 seed, Stan Van Gundy, in the inexplicable West-West region.
Stan Van Gundy looks like the guy at the bar who keeps putting his hands in the free peanuts bowl, and when he realizes he's about to finish, picks up the basket, waves it in the air side to side, so the bartender can give him a refill.
Facing the 2 seed, Mike Greenberg.
Mike Greenberg looks like the guy who holds his nose when jumping in the pool.
It's really good. Maya Moore joins us next.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers, always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Maya Morgan to join us in just a second on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Looking forward to our conversation with her. She's fantastic. Here's your SportsCenter update. The WNBA is proposing a 22-game regular season starting July 24th with the league playing at IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. The National Hockey League is transitioning to phase two of its return to play plan as teams will be allowed to reopen training facilities in their city on Monday if local regulations allow for it. And finally, a group of hummingbirds is called the Charm. If you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment necessary. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
I cannot begin, even working with words for a living all my life, to make you understand how much I admire this woman. She's a necessary voice, not just in sports, in America right now, because she has sacrificed what a lot of people wouldn't sacrifice to be at the forefront in leadership in what it is that we're talking about this week. Now, Stugatz, this is not the great part about Maya Moore. You go ahead and tell these people who are listening who might not know how great a basketball player she is. But again, I'm going to tell you that this is not what makes, this is not the greatest thing on Maya Moore's resume.
Four-time champion, finals MVP, regular season MVP, five-time WNBA all-first team. I mean, just, and there's more. That's just some of it. Those are the highlights that she left at the height of her powers.
One of the best college players we've ever seen. But before Kaepernick, there were WNBA protests in the summer of 2016 in Minnesota, which was at the epicenter of where this stuff just recently started, in Minnesota. And the four police officers in Minnesota left their security post at Lynx Games because, in the wake of the killing of Philando Castile by a Minnesota police officer and Alton Sterling by two Baton Rouge, Louisiana officers, she was at the head of pointing a light at this before Kaepernick. So with all that as precursor, Maya Moore joins us now on ESPN Radio. And thank you again for joining us. Can you explain, as someone from Minnesota, as someone who has given up her career in basketball in order to fight social injustice, what the last week to 10 days have been like for you?
Yeah, I think like anybody else. Well, first of all, thank you for that kind introduction. It's pretty overwhelming when we think about just some of my basketball experiences, but even more overwhelming to think about these last couple years and just being a citizen here in the United States and having our country really being forced to look at some of the dark things that I've been on a journey of learning and seeing over the last especially 4 years for me personally. So I've just been not as shocked in a sense of, oh my gosh, I didn't know this was happening. How can this be happening? Because that shock for me has been happening over the last decade. So for me, it was more of, not another one. This is unbelievably unacceptable. And as a human being, watching another human being lose their life on a screen when it didn't have to, it just was devastating. And so I've been mourning. I've been trying to listen. I've been in touch with some really good leaders and people that can speak into this with a sense of honesty and healing, but also outrage at the injustice. And so I feel like I'm now starting to get to a place where I have the energy and the emotional energy to kind of engage and speak, because these first few days of this week, I was torn up. I was really low and discouraged, but been able to talk to Jonathan as well and, you know, encourage each other and hear his perspective as well.
Stugatz, just so you know, on South Beach Sessions, one of the things that she mentioned, you keep in mind, to get to where she got in basketball is an enormous physical and emotional toll. Mm-hmm. And she said that what she's been doing recently, because of the energy drain, because of the darkness in it, that what she's been doing for the last 2 years leaves her more fatigued and spent in a way than, and you know how hard it is to climb to the top of sports and what that physical, what that is physically and emotionally. So if you could, Maya, can you sort of explain to us, you know, how we should feel about the fact that you left your career to fight social injustice? And here we are at the epicenter of America's finally willing to listen.
Mm-hmm. You know, everything that I try to do stems out of my faith and just trying to follow the Lord and just be a reflection of His heart. And so when I made the decision to not be a professional athlete for that first year, it was really out of a desire to just prioritize the things that I was being convicted are most urgent. And it's really interesting how 2 years after that decision, we are literally being kind of forced to address some of these things that I was moving in that direction of everything is shutting down. We have to stop and just breathe and examine our lives and ourselves because of COVID. And we need to look at what matters most, which is each other, you know, and humanity and dignifying people and protecting people and loving people. And so it's really interesting how I have felt actually a little more prepared for this moment because of where I was being led a couple of years ago. And so I'm hoping I can continue to be a helpful voice because I've been trying to run in this direction for a couple of years. And obviously there's people who've been doing this for decades and, you know, people who've gone before who we absolutely need to be listening to and gleaning from. But I feel like I can, you know, be helpful in this space to make sure that we are letting ourselves try to be a leader and making sure we're letting ourselves feel the humility that is being screamed at us in this cultural moment, the humility of sit down and be still, the humility of listen, the humility of I don't know everything and I'm not right about everything, and the humility of let me serve and see my neighbor. And so I'm really hoping more and more energy can be built towards that, because when you do that, it makes you more human and it feels better. It's hard and it's a painful process. That's what I alluded to of it costs something when you see people who are hurting. It costs something because you're going to hurt. You're going to hurt with them, but then there can be healing. And so I've been able to experience part of that journey. We're still in that journey for Jonathan as he's still behind bars in prison, even though his conviction was overturned in March. So we're still, you know, experiencing some of that hurt of the devastation of our justice system and some of the hearts in it that are not about justice fully. But there is healing and there's power and there's strength that is coming out of it as well.
Forgive me for not giving the audience the context that they needed, that you went on this journey, at least in part, because a family member was wrongly convicted, and over years of fighting a system that you realized was broken, you then got the conviction overturned, but he's still in jail because of how sticky these things are and how stubborn the prosecutors can be. Stugatz, you had a question for Maya Moore.
Yeah, I'm wondering what makes you hopeful.
That's a great question. That is really the question right now. And like I said earlier, the way I've lived my life and my convictions come from a worldview that is a biblical worldview. And so I have hope because God says that there's hope and there's real power for change. And human beings really are capable of reflecting the heart of God and what matters most of loving each other and dignifying each other and becoming all we were made to become together. And so I've seen that happen. I've seen the hope that's come from my family interacting with Jonathan and Jonathan interacting with us and the hope and the beauty that's come from that relationship. I've seen other prosecutors across the country actually start to live out these things we've been begging for centuries, and seeing the results of that, I've seen people who, and heard stories about people who were unapologetically racist, and in the last week have started to actually have their hearts thawing out and acknowledging the wrongness of white supremacy. And so I think now more than ever, if you are going to look at the dark news and the darkness that's been happening, which is necessary, we have to look at it in order for it to be fixed. We also have to look at where we can be and where we can go so that we stay encouraged as we navigate and tread on these waters that many people have never navigated. So I'm hoping I can continue to be a voice that points us to the amazing place we can get to as we invest in recreating our new normal, because our old normal was broken. So we have a chance. Like, this is unbelievable. We have a chance to really take this time and energy to recreate something more beautiful. And so that's what gets me excited, is knowing we can actually do something about what's going on.
Maya, can you stay there for another segment, please, and close out our week?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we come back with Maya Moore.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Sounds this week have been brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. This UFC 260 preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's quickly go to Mike for that.
Amanda Nunes fights.
That UFC 260 preview was quick and was brought to you by Progressive Insurance. This is Shower Sessions, half interview, half concert, all from the shower. Watch new music videos and exclusive interviews now at youtube.com/progressive. We finish out the week here with Maya Moore, nice enough to stick around for a second segment with us, and she joins us here in the Shell Pennzoil Performance Lab.
So, Maya, help us understand, please, white people right now who are saying, what can I do? What does Maya Moore say to them?
Yeah, I think there's so many things that you can do, so it can feel paralyzing and not knowing what to do. I say, at the basic level, try to form at least one relationship with somebody who doesn't look exactly like you or come from your socioeconomic class, and do a lot of listening. That's the bare minimum of the relational aspect of this. I say number two, educate yourself. There are so many good resources out there to help you educate yourself on the history of where we come from as a country, from slavery to white supremacy, and how that's all been integrated into our culture today. And then number three, pay attention to who you vote for. If there are some systematic things and some reallocation of resources that needs to take place in our country. And so pay attention to your prosecutors, and not just the presidential election, but your prosecutors, your mayors, and people who are in charge of executing justice in your community. And I'm on that journey, too, of just learning and educating myself and being a more invested voter in my community.
Does spiritual forgiving Maya Moore take the NFL statements now, 4 years after you and Kaepernick were trying to bring attention to this stuff? Do you meet them with forgiveness and progress, or do you say, come on?
I am not fully aware of every word of the NFL's statement right now, but that's an interesting conversation of forgiveness and moving forward. I judge something by their actions, and so, you know, whatever we say, what we say matters, but our actions speak louder than anything. And so if we're not actively doing things to make things right, to bring justice, to be fair, to be helpful, that's really how I judge things, is by action.
We've got fewer than 3 minutes left, but what would Maya Moore say is most broken about the system? We keep hearing systemic racism and police brutality, but what is most broken about this system that you've been studying intensely for years now?
Mm-hmm. Good question. I've been able to listen to some people who are experts in this who've been studying this for decades. And so a couple of things that I've been learning more recently is, you know, obviously it's an internal problem and an external problem. People's hearts have to change. People's hearts have to actually see dignity in all people. And then out of that heart change, that mind change, systems will change. And so one of the things that we have to do is we have to reallocate resources. So right now we are investing so much into a police force that is being asked to do things they're not really qualified to do. They're asked to be, a counselor. They're asked to be a de-escalation. You know, there's all these different things that we can be investing in counselors in schools. Instead of having police officers at schools, we can have different parts of our community being empowered so that the police can actually do what they can do best. And so reallocating those funds to make sure that we're investing so that every bit of the team can play their part so the police don't have to play as much of a part. Also, there are things set in place that give immunity to prosecutors and police officers that really take away the accountability that we have to reexamine. Is that helpful? 40 years ago, some of these things were put in place, and as we examine them, they are actually not leading towards accountability and justice. They're leading towards misconduct. And so I would say those two ideas we need to think about more, and there are really brilliant minds who've already been doing work in these areas that we need to pay attention to and do, because obviously what we're doing is not working. So not everything's broken, but there are a few things that are going to make a big difference if we pay attention and try to reform.
Maya, not enough time. We've run out of time. If I can, I'd love to have you on next week. I want to learn more. We want to learn more. So, and you're a pretty good teacher. So if we can do that, that would be wonderful. If not, thank you for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Love the conversation, guys.
Thank you. A genuine, I'm not kidding you, Stu, guys, a genuine American sports hero. Like, saw all this stuff happen and quit in the middle of it to help.